Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 12, The Great Unknown, Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through to verse 41. It's been an exhausting day. Work was relentless, not just physically tiring, but emotionally too. Hours filled with people. Jesus has nothing more to give. When his team look at his eyes, they can see he's shattered. Maybe they hear it in his voice too. Yet his next words are, "We need to take a trip." Some people just don't know when to stop, do they? Paranoid about a deadline, obsessed with perfection, failing to understand the needs of others, they just push on. We have to get the job done. It can't wait. No, we must go to the shops this evening. Yes, I'm tired too, but we can hear phrases like these with a sinking heart. And the next words on our lips can be sarcasm, anger, or an interesting mix of the two. Jesus' command, however, is worse. He doesn't want simply to get away for a few hours. He wants to sail and land on the other side of Lake Galilee, to visit the last place any of his co-workers feel like going to. As far as they're concerned, nothing good is over there. They don't like the people. They don't like the neighbourhood. This will do zero for Jesus' campaign and probably kill his reputation. This isn't like going on a pleasant evening's car ride. This is foot down into a driving rainstorm, which is in fact precisely what it becomes. What's Jesus doing? Once again, he's pushing his friends for faith. Do they really trust him? Already they've had questions about his leadership. He's invited some unsuitable candidates onto his staff. He's used the weirdest interview technique ever, based on riddles. He's popular with crowds, but very misunderstood. His friends know he's no fool, and yet, this trip, it stretches their faith. Does he really need to do this? But they go. A number of them are fishermen. They know the lake, and they know its dangers. But no one sees a problem this evening. So, they go. They push away from the shore. And in fact, others join them, jumping into their boats to follow and form a mini convoy. Their flotilla, however, rapidly becomes something quite different. It becomes a journey into the unknown. What would be that for you? What trip could you make, or transport could you take, where all the time you'd be uneasy, wishing you were somewhere else? Yeah, that might be far away to a distant land, or it might just be going round the corner. But where do you not want to go? Of course, there is one obvious answer to that, isn't there? The trip no one wants, but everyone makes. Our final journey, our trek into the great unknown, death. Jesus' sailing trip with buddies suddenly becomes that. One of the lake's famously fierce storms strikes. The other boats can't help. Everyone on board thinks they're going to drown, except Jesus, because he's fast asleep. Which seriously frays the tempers of his stressed and exhausted friends. "Wake up," they scream. "Don't you care if we drown?" Then their fear is multiplied, but not by the storm. As he comes round, they don't see tiredness in Jesus' eyes anymore. Nor fear. Oh no, rather, there's a look that they've never seen. His eyes flick away to stare into the dark, raging torrent, and he shouts, "Peace, be still." In different circumstances, Jesus' fellow travellers might well feel like mocking with applause. "Oh, very good. Let's tell the sea off. That'll work." But no one says a word, because the storm vanishes. And then Jesus' eyes are back on them. "Still afraid?" he asks. "Have you no faith in me at all?" Only when he's not looking do they have the guts to speak, and then it's to say to each other in quivering voices, "Okay, I thought I knew what we were dealing with. I thought I'd got it. But this, who is he?" What do you think? All of us have moments when the reality of death grips our hearts. Grief over a loved one lost can bring it, or a health scare, or an accident. But as the drama passes, our fear subsides and we turn our backs on the great unknown, hoping to enjoy a bit more life before we make that last journey, which just means we trek on towards death hopelessly unprepared. But what if it's true that Jesus can actually deal with death, turn it away? Mark's Gospel will go on to give greater evidence that he can. Keep listening and you'll hear that. But will it open your eyes to the truth of who Jesus is? Thanks for watching. Before you go, you can hear the passage from Mark being read out and give it some more thought. And then I hope you'll join us next time in the next episode of Mark's Gospel.
That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Thank you.